We learned today that Artie Shaw has died at the age of 94. Shaw was many things in his life: pop star, creative artist, author, raconteur, ladies' man. But in 1938, he became world famous for a hit record. Artie Shaw and his orchestra, Shaw on clarinet, playing Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Artie Shaw grew up poor in New Haven, Connecticut. He dropped out of high school to play music, and by the time he was 21, he was in New York working successfully in radio and recording studios on both alto saxophone and clarinet. But he became world famous and rich only after Begin the Begin. The unusual thing about Artie Shaw is what he did after he became rich and famous. He was an innovator. He used strings in his band arrangements. He hired Billie Holiday as a singer and took a white band with a black singer on tour in the Jim Crow South. He was romantically linked to the likes of Betty Grable and Lena Horne. His numerous ex-wives included Lana Turner and Ava Gardner. But the way he told it, World War II interrupted a shallow life of stardom and gave him the chance to escape it.
I was fortunate enough to have a war come along and give me the incentive I needed to get the hell out of it and get into psychoanalysis, in which I began to understand who I was and what my motivations were and what I should get rid of. Big cars, beautiful women, big houses. And at first you're intoxicated by it, especially if you're a poor kid growing up as I did. But then pretty soon you say, this is all hollow, it's a sham, it's nothing, and it doesn't lead anywhere, and the price is too great.
Shaw took to writing. He published a memoir called The Trouble with Cinderella and a trilogy of short stories, I Love You, I Hate You, Drop Dead. He was liberal with his opinions. In a single interview with L.A. Weekly, he dismissed Benny Goodman as sort of an idiot savant, not quite idiot, but on the way, those were his words. Bing Crosby was a terrible person, so was Frank Sinatra. And while he adored Franklin Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy was just a stinky rich kid, in his estimate. When Dean Olsher interviewed Shaw for this program a couple of years ago, he encountered Artie Shaw the curmudgeon.
Do you get annoyed by the fact that a lot of people think of you as the guy who had eight wives?
I didn't have eight wives. And I don't see the point of counting. I must have... How many women has Mick Jagger had?
Wait, you didn't have eight wives?
No, I didn't have eight. That's a flat fact.
Am I right, though, that that's the number that's often repeated in print?
Well, yeah, but I've got a great suspicion of history. After seeing what they've done with me, I can imagine what they did with Attila the Hun. He must have been a good family man, invented the PTA. I'm sure he's a good kid.
Just last month, Artie Shaw was recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts as an NEA Jazz Master. It's one of the highest honors that can be awarded to an American musician. Over the years, Artie Shaw related his life in many interviews back in the early 1970s in New York City. He had his own radio show and dispensed his views with much vigor and little self-doubt. As for his send-off, he anticipated that in his interview with Dean Olsher.
Who's who, after 50 years, usually asked people if they have an epitaph they would like to see. So I gave them one some years ago. He did the best he could with the material at hand. In my case, the material at hand was very meager. And that went on for a few years, and then finally I came up with a better one. And I said, this is one I want now instead of that. It's two words. What? Go away.
Artie Shaw. A relative told us Shaw's health had been declining since Thanksgiving and that he died at home in California today.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.